All right, welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is your host with the most, Jesse Steele. It is, look at my watch here, Monday the 14th of March. So, just a couple things. It wasn't a big news day. One thing is tomorrow you have the Inyo County Supervisors meeting. The agenda packet is there to be downloaded at Eastern Sierra Now, so you can check that out. The Mammoth Community Water District is also having a meeting. Theirs is on the 17th, so if you want to know about that, you can head over and download their agenda packet. And I'm trying to see if there's any more meetings. Doesn't look like it. So the next big deal here is Northern Inyo Hospital is having a healthy lifestyle talk, life and longevity in the blue zones. What's a blue zone, you may ask? I think it has something to do with hockey. But in the meantime, join Kalina Gardner, registered dietitian nutritionist at Northern Inyo Healthcare District, as she discusses life and longevity in the blue zones. Oh, they're going to tell us what a blue zone is here right now. That's good. It will be March 17th at 5:30 p.m. live on YouTube and Zoom. Few places in the world are deemed blue zones. The term refers to geographic areas in which people have low rates of chronic disease and live longer than anywhere else. Yeah, see, I was right. Something to do with hockey. Studies show only about 10% of how long one lives is dictated by genes, while the other 90% is by lifestyle. As part of National Nutrition Month, Gardner will explore the five blue zone regions, discussing how the foods, lifestyle, and mindsets of these communities ultimately help increase health and well-being. Kalina Gardner, RDN, provides nutritional care for Northern Inyo Hospital's inpatient and outpatient communities. She received her undergraduate degree in nutritional sciences from California Polytechnic University, San Luis Obispo, and her supervised practice through University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Kalina believes in a non-diet approach and instead opts for creating sustainable lifestyle habits. She helps guide patients in making healthier, informed decisions about their health and well-being. This educational presentation is part of NIHD's ongoing Healthy Lifestyle Talk series. The talks are held monthly and are free of charge and open to the public. The talk begins at 5:30 p.m. and will be broadcast live on NIHD's YouTube channel. It will also be presented live on Zoom. For more information or how to connect, please go to nih.org/events-calendar or head over to Eastern Sierra Now, where, of course, as always, we have the link. So that sounds pretty good. It's definitely the kind of thing I should probably be a little more into, you know, living longer, healthily. I'm waiting for Amy to throw something at me. What else do we have here? Oh, hey, check it out. So, you know what we all love in America? Beer, hot dogs, sports. Well, you know what you can do? Pretty much all of the sport. You could play sports, but there's not really anything going on. 4th of July, boom. Ties all that together, right? Plus, you know what we love the most? Freedom, America. So, nothing celebrates that better than the 4th of July. And you know who does the best 4th of July celebrating around? Mammoth Lakes Chamber with the 4th of July parade in Mammoth. Well, they are starting the ball rolling right now, and they are seeking sponsorship to assist in the production of this annual holiday event. With thousands of visitors and locals attending the parade, this is prime opportunity to promote your business. So if you'd like to get a hold of the sponsorship deck, which basically gives you all the information you need to be a sponsor and to find out at what level you will be sponsorship, you can go to Eastern Sierra Now and download it or get on the Mammoth Lakes Chamber newsletter. You know, I can't decide what's better, bowling or baseball. And I don't have to, as of yesterday, because the Bishop Bronco Bowling for Baseball was a strike or a home run. Oh, Dodger dog? Clearly, I want a hot dog. That's my second hot dog joke this whole time. The community bowled for baseball on Sunday, raising almost $2,000 for the BUHS baseball program. We have a tremendous gratitude for JJ and Christina Cervantes, who generously donated the bowling food, and beverages. Wow, that was really cool of them. It would have been impossible without them. And special thanks to all the players, families, and community members who worked so hard to support our student athletes. That comes from Coach Linda Frigerio. And if you'd like to see all of the fun time and events, we've got a load of pictures that are at Eastern Sierra now. And you will not strike out by checking the... I tried too hard with that one. I tried really hard. You know, because there's a strike in bowling and then you strike in baseball. Sometimes you just need to leave it be. So, up next here, you know my event that I really like and I never make it to? The Mammoth Voices Forum? Mm-hmm. There's another one coming up. I'm going to try this one. It always comes down to I'm just doing something at that time. It stinks. So this will be March 17th. 12 to 1 p.m. So Mammoth Voices is a bunch of community members in Mono County, be it supervisors all the way down to business owners to anybody really that's interested in the growth of Mammoth Lakes, signs on at 12 o'clock, and you get to watch a meeting with guest speakers each week, and everybody gets to ask questions and kind of participate together in where Mammoth is going and what's happening in all of Mono, not just Mammoth. So this week will be Michelle Martinez, California Transportation Commission, and Rachel Quidnow, I hope I got that right. If not, I apologize, from Strong Towns. So that, again, will be March 17th from 12 to 1 p.m. And if you'd like the Zoom link, head over to easternsierranow.com where you can find that and the password. Please save the dates for future Mammoth Voices lunchtime meeting, which will feature various candidates running for local offices. That's April 7th, April 21st, May 5th, and May 19th. So you're definitely going to want to check in on those. So speaking of candidates forum, we're just spitballing here because we have an idea here at Eastern Sierra now to create a political candidates show, I suppose, is what you'd call it. And we're thinking it's going to be called something like Just a Minute with Amy Smith. Something along those lines. Maybe we haven't perfected that yet, but it's a pretty good one, right?
I like that.
I like it. Just a Minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea is going to be Amy, who enjoys politics, where Jesse, who does not, is going to be behind the camera. Amy, we will give out the same questions to every single local candidate now that they're locked in and running. We will give them a few days to figure it out and set up a date with us. Then we will shoot a 5-minute talk show that in each of those five questions, the candidate gets 1 minute to answer. So that way it stays fresh. It stays interesting. There's no rambling. Those of us that can't stand politics will still be interested. There'll be a timer on the screen and you'll get to watch it. They can get their answer in 1 minute. There'll be the same five questions and that way everybody's treated equally and fair, but you get to see where the stance of each of these candidates are at easternsierranow.com. So that way when you go to vote, you will be the most informed that you've ever been in the Eastern Sierra ever.
Yeah, we're gonna think globally and act locally.
Think globally, act locally is what Amy just said, if you didn't hear that. And I agree. That's a great way to put it. And I don't think there's ever been candidate forums like this that aren't just a public spot. So this is something you can watch on YouTube over and over and over and see if you really genuinely believe this person and like their political journey, the way they're going, direction.
Agenda.
Agenda. Good word. So that's what we're going to do with that. That should be pretty darn cool, if you ask me. You know what else is pretty darn cool? The Mammoth brand. Oh, you've never heard of it? Oh, clearly this is the first time you've ever listened to my podcast. Mountain Lifestyle Apparel, the Mammoth brand. Basically, you ever want some Mammoth gear that says Mammoth but doesn't look like you bought it at a gas station? Well, this is the place to go, the Mammoth brand. And you're going to find all the coolest stuff. It's actually cool clothes. I wear mine all the time. Now, you might be saying, but Jesse, what makes you cool? And then I say, I know I'm cool because my mom says so. So take that. So head over to the mammothbrand.com. You can buy shirts, beanies, hats, everything that looks. It's just, look, I wear my sweatshirt constantly because it's the softest sweatshirt I have. And it's warm and it looks cool. I don't even care about the looking cool part because half the time I'm sitting in my kitchen. So anyway, head over to the Mammoth Brand and check that out. Okay, we got to go because we're running late today. Thank you all for listening, and we will be back with you tomorrow.